Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gissina. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartuk. Why were you up so late last night, sir?
Well, there was a wonderful event in Great Barrington. It happens in the Berkshires every year, called Berkshire Grown. Everybody participates. All the restaurants were there. The talk and the buzz was about the WAMC fund drive, and people were coming up to me and saying that they'll be there, they'll be there. I mean, it really is quite wonderful to see this. And the food was wonderful. It was at Butternut Basin, the ski area, in their lodge, and it was a huge success. So we had a good time. Ate too much.
Ate too much? Wait a minute. You're not supposed to do that.
That's right. It is. Everybody saw me eating, they'd say, you're not supposed to do that.
Well, let's turn to a very serious story. And it seems like we go from one to the next when it comes to another shooting. And we see now 13 people are dead, including the shooter, who is a Navy reservist at a Washington Navy Yard. What is going on, Alan?
Well, we really do have to do something. You know, every time somebody does something courageous, Andrew Cuomo does something courageous or others, they get their heads handed to them by the gun lobby. And we've really got to put our minds to this now. Here's somebody who obviously had access and had somebody else's pass. So at very, very least, just to shorten the odds, we ought to be taking a look at who gets a gun permit and who has a permit to carry, as this person did. We've seen it again in post offices. We've seen it in facilities. We have to do something about this, because otherwise the slaughter is just going to keep going on. You know, David, there's always an excuse. There's always somebody who says, I have PTSD, I have this, I have that. But in the end, we as a society just can't tolerate this. And excuses will not bring back 13 people. And the grief that comes to their families is just incalculable.
Well, now to a presidential poll, Alan, which shows that only 10% of Democrats are for the Vice President Joe Biden. No surprise, Hillary Clinton is in the lead, and she's crushing everyone on 65% for Hillary Clinton.
Well, the Clintons are brilliant politicians. They know how to play it. She is as tough as nails, but when she needs to be, she can be anything she wants. I've interviewed her a number of times, and each time I've been impressed by her brilliance. I think that assuming that her health stays well and that she wants to do this, I think it's inevitable that she'll be the candidate. Everybody else is ruling far, far behind. And Joe Biden is a terrific guy in my mind. He's done a yeoman job as vice president, but this is hers for the asking.